of you with Jennifer Swain. Jennifer is in charge of learning and development at the Correspondence School New Zealand. In this role, she managed a significant leadership development program developed and facilitated by Bruce Hollander Virtual. What I'd like to do now is explore your experience as a participant. Can you just give me your main feelings about what happened as a participant?
I think I tentatively kind of just pause there for a minute. I think it was just such a great opportunity. I think in terms of, the highlights for me were the opportunity to work with a group of other leaders across the school, and particularly with the team leaders and regional managers on the teaching side. So I had very little exposure to those people. And to hear what is really important to them, mm-hmm. and the things that are challenging for them, and mm-hmm. to think about how I could support them in the role that I'm in, but it just adds another peer as well in that kind of environment. In terms of the actual content and the delivery, the opportunity to just sort of look at myself and explore who I am was just totally invaluable. Mm-hmm. And it reconfirmed a lot of things I thought I knew about myself, but it, in a formalised way, the humans profiling. Yeah, as soon as I saw it, I thought, yeah, that's what I think. That's what I feel comfortable in. And when we talked it through, it related so closely to me and resonated with me. Mm-hmm. I think also just the ability to work with a group of people for the period of time. Mm-hmm. I think it was a great investment.
So the duration
was really important to me, and I think
because sometimes people say, why do we have to do it that long?
Yeah.
I suspect to get the group.
Yeah, I think for us to get the group dynamic, I think it needed that length of time because the first few sessions were, a little dodgy in terms of relationships and mm-hmm. people weren't comfortable with each other. Mm-hmm. I think as we went on, the trust was built up, mm-hmm. Just the knowledge of people, so you knew where people were coming from, you understood mm-hmm. them better. Doesn't mean you agree with them all the time, but you felt comfortable to talk with them in different groups. Mm-hmm. And I think the content was, at times, really stretching. And I think that was great, to be able to spend time reading things that I wouldn't normally get time to during the day, to explore how we could work and how you can contribute to what things happen. Just overall, I just feel it was real wow factor for me.
Mm-hmm. Some people said the readings were too long, Jen, do you think?
I personally didn't find that. And I'm not a great reader, not in terms of ability, that I get bored easily. Mm-hmm. And so I found that by having the gap, the 2 weeks, I just did it in little chunks. Now I'm wondering if other people, they tried to do the huge, let's read this all now, and that's when it became really quite difficult or hard for people. Maybe they're more used to doing things at the last minute, and if you were doing that, then trying to read some of that would have been hard going, and there's no way you could have absorbed it or really taken it on. So maybe it's on reflection, I made a good choice in trying to do little bits at a time because I know that I do get bored easily. Mm-hmm. And I wrote notes on them. I think the best thing I did when I look back now is that I wrote notes on all the readings, so when I go back to my book, mm-hmm. it's not just a book full of empty bits of paper mm-hmm. readings. It's got my own, and it's got my thinking on the pages mm-hmm. and reflections, mm-hmm. which are just about as more valuable than the actual readings themselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To use that rather than the journal.
I don't use the journal at all.
Okay.
Yeah, I found it better to have the whole thing in one bit.
But maybe there's a case for putting a margin down, wide margin.
Yeah, maybe you could put either a notes page at the back of each book or a margin along the side for not. I just use the space, whatever, right over there, so I don't worry too much. Or pictures.
So, sort of taking the whole experience, what would you do differently next time? How could this thing be?
Me personally?
Thinking of your experience as a participant.
Okay. I think in terms of the socialising the concept of the programme. I think that's the only thing that perhaps we could have improved, and I say that from being the person that was involved in it and also as a participant, probably didn't give people as much information about the what and why we were doing it beforehand to sort of prepare them for the concept.
Think that maybe why we lost a few?
I think so. I think if people had more opportunity to see what was coming, it was there, the information was given to them, but perhaps had it explained more about, in week 10 we're going to do this big thinking, it's going to be about this, then maybe they would have hung in,
right.
or seen that this beginning bit was just a leading onto this other place. Mm-hmm. I think some people fell out because I think it was the personal journey aspect, the introspection, the self-awareness stuff, that they got uncomfortable with that and then lost the loss, the value of the stuff that came later because they weren't there. It was a real shame, because that's where the value for the organisation came. I think at some of those later modules. So I think if I did anything differently, or we did anything differently, it would be really priming up their managers, getting them to communicate clearly the why are we doing this and what do they want to see from it. You know, that aspect. I think in terms of the program, I don't think I'd change a lot. Might have another look at the modules and maybe add some more.
So would you recommend Bruce Holland to someone else?
I most certainly would recommend Bruce to someone else. I think Bruce, I've grown to have enormous respect for Bruce, and apart from that, he's a lovely person and has a lot of personal attributes that I think have contributed to this program outside of his intellectual capacity in terms of the content. But the person that Bruce is, in terms of the fact that he can be so sharing with his own personal self, and I think that really, in terms of that rapport building, or you just feel like you're getting to know Bruce so quickly, and I think that enables you to connect with everyone else and feel trusted and trusting of others. I think it's just got a real special quality in terms of connecting people. And also has shown vulnerability. I think Bruce has shown great vulnerability, and has got great humour, and there's been so many humorous moments, and so just those moments you just wanted to capture and wish you could have just had something there at that moment. And I just keep wanting to reflect on what are those moments that Bruce engendered during the modules that weren't about the content, it was those little special things. And I think the stories, the able to bring things to life through the storytelling and the experiences that, you know, are unique to him. I think Bruce is just a unique person on a personal level, and in terms of what he knows and what he does, I think it's fantastic. And, you know, I don't care what he says about his spelling, I think that's so small and irrelevant. It's no credibility in terms of the rest of it. You know, he's just a fantastic person.
Any questions we should have asked you that we haven't?
No, I don't think so. I think the question that I think will be on some people's lips will be what difference does this make back at TCS in terms of the way people perform in their job? And I think that question will only be answered a little bit down the track. I think there's some people who've made some immediate decisions in terms of going back with their leadership style back to their teams. I think in terms of the bigger organisation, and for some other people, it will be next year when they come back. We can't let this die. We can't let what's happened and what we've invested here get lost. So it's the next step will be vitally important in where this journey goes.
Jennifer Swain, thank you very much.
Pleasure.